Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kesley here in the What You Need to Know department. What I am impressed with so far today is learning that Lord Grantham has finally been persuaded to buy a radio. The king is going to be speaking, and that will be this week's episode of Downton Abbey.
I was going to say, what TV show are we talking about?
It was a momentous occasion, stopping traffic all over the UK when the British Empire heard the king for the first time, King George's address to open the British Empire's exhibition at Wembley in April of 1924. And those of you who like watching Downton Abbey will be interested to know that Mr. Carson said, quote, "It was a momentous occasion that stopped traffic, but Mr. Carson would rather imagine the king on his throne. Thank you very much." All right. So there's the latest.
Were you watching TV last night?
Downton Abbey. No, as a matter of fact, I was having dinner with my son last night.
Oh, nice. How's everything on the home front?
Everything on the home front is fine. Thank you for answering or asking. I guess I'm the one who has to answer that.
Everything's fine, Dougie.
Speaking of things that we have to answer to, or somebody has to answer to, the poll at DougSteffen.com today asks you whether or not you got a copy of Charlie Hebdo, A, yes, B, I will if I can find one, C, no, I'm afraid to shop where it's on sale, D, no, I'm not interested, E, I don't know what Charlie Hebdo is. Okay, I'm not interested, frankly. I've seen enough looking at all of the headlines, looking at the pictures, looking at what people's reaction has been. Here's something that normally sells 60,000 copies each issue. 3 million copies were sold yesterday. They're trying to get another 3 million out today. So they have won, in a manner of speaking. The essence of this story, from my perspective, is not the contents or even the killing of these 12 innocent people. What is is at the core of this are these no-go zones that are in France, the neighborhoods where neither tourists nor police go. They are the home of a lot of poor and alienated Muslims. They have intimidated the government into just basically leaving them alone. And so this sort of thing is their own fault, I believe. Not that it makes it, there's nothing justifiable in it, but the French have done what I think we in America are doing without much attention to what we are doing.
That's exactly right.
There are 300 or so areas that have been identified in various cities around this country that are like no-go zones, same as what they have, there's 750 of them, I think, in France, that they haven't been designated by our government as official zones of, you know, where the police don't go. But we all know that the police are afraid to go into some of the areas in our country where they've lost control. The police have, or authorities have, or we have.
Or even more than
control.
Fear, just that we now, it's like an unspoken rule that we just turn our back on some of this stuff.
So what do we do with this lesson that's learned from the French? Most of these zones are blocks of neighborhood. There are thousands of people that are living in these neighborhoods. So are we to just give over to them? We don't know what's going on there, or if we do, that's even more reason for us not to go there. And again, I'm not just talking about militant Muslims. I'm talking about drug lords. I'm talking about areas of Los Angeles where Jennifer and I are, where you don't dare
where
drive.
Where I live.
Well,
thanks a lot, Doug. I know what you were thinking.
I think it's time that we have this, everybody stopped talking about the militarization of the police since it was a problem and is the cause of many of our problems in this country. The police have too much military capability. I mean, there are all kinds of issues wrapped around that. Why do we have that line item in the budget of the Defense Department that allows them to go spend $4 billion, never use the equipment and give it to the police? There's some sort of insidious, just unripened plan there that sets very poorly with me. But if we put that aside for a minute and we can find some police that actually are trained, many police, as you know, are former military. It's where they get a large, it's like most airline pilots are former military. Most of the police now, or many of them, come out of military experiences. So, if we have a military police force, why do they not go into these areas? They've got Humvees, they've got MRAPs, they've got bazookas, they've got all kinds of things that would seem to me, if you drive into these neighborhoods, it would get the attention. I don't know too many of the drug lords, even though they have powerful firearms, they can beat a bazooka or one of these MRAPs. Why aren't we going into our areas? I used the term grow a pair in the last hour, Jennifer. Why don't we grow a pair and shake these groups up and out of these neighborhoods where they have created this fear, this air of superiority and control? They have control. Why?
Are you talking about here, or are you talking about...
I'm talking about any place, but I'm saying we need to learn a lesson here in our country
right.
from what the French have done, and I think we are doing the same thing. There are a lot of places where police just don't go
in the big
cities. Our big cities.
Yeah, especially. I mean,
use Los Angeles as an example of.
Los Angeles is an example. I think New York is a great example. I think the mayor of New York is encouraging this kind of stuff, this kind of colonization amongst different sorts of people.
We all know the guy's a boob.
Right, but what I think is, I think the answer is that they don't know where they're going to go. I mean, you can't public opinion is such about law enforcement right now that they would never stand for this. The media would have a field day if people started driving people out of their neighborhoods and trying to put them someplace. Where do you put them? I mean, if they're doing something wrong and you catch them in the act, you can put them in jail. But for the ones that you can't, what do? And then are you picking on people? Are you profiling? Is it PC? I mean, that's the stuff that's really dangerous, is all the politically correct stuff. You know people are up to no good, but that's not enough.
Well, we're confounded by the politically correct stuff because of our attitude. We don't want to offend, in this case, we don't want to offend the Muslims. Most of the Muslims are peace-loving. Most of them are A-OK. There are bad Muslims. There are bad Christians. There are bad Jews.
Yeah.
So why are we putting up with it in the name of religion or politically correctness? And again, I call your attention to that massacre in Nigeria. This Boko Haram is another outlaw group of militant Muslims. So these people exist, and we're just like rolling over and playing dead to them? No. No, no, no. The French have mobilized 10,000 security forces to protect their country because there are six really bad terror cell groups, and among the 751... So they sent security forces to the most vulnerable locations. There are Jewish schools in France that they figure could be a target. I mean, these people have no mercy. They will kill anybody and everybody if they think they can get away with it. And I'm making reference to the Boko Haram 2,000 people massacre. But these people in France, they've sown the seeds of their own problem. So now they've got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to deal with it forcefully and now.
Well,
as I think we need to deal with these things over here forcefully and now before the same sort of thing happens here.
Absolutely. No, and it could. I mean, that's the people, that would never happen here. But you know what?
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
No.
And it already, you can see it. I mean, the way that we have these neighborhoods that already start popping up, you're absolutely right. But I don't know if you heard this or not yesterday, but when Ken and I were...
I think it was yesterday.
I know, you were resting yesterday.
Right.
You're in hibernation.
Not by choice, but by chance. Yeah, anyway, so go ahead.
But I had heard, and I can't remember, somebody in doing some radio shows that I, you know, do now through the day.
A radio lady.
Exactly. I'd heard that in these no-go zones, they actually have, like, things on top of buildings, like big, huge refrigerators, like old-fashioned, gigantic refrigerators, that when police would even try to go into those no-go zones, they'd actually just start pushing huge, heavy objects off of buildings, like refrigerators, to keep people out.
Like a bad episode of Gotham.
Is that crazy? I know.
It is.
I love
that
show, by the way.
The whole thing is crazy. That is a good show, isn't it?
Oh, that guy that plays the Penguin is so creepy good. Oh,
yeah, he is
creepy.
The guy who plays the head of the crime syndicate is an old New York character actor. Mm-hmm. And I swear, when I look at the picture of the guy reading the Charlie Hebdo issue, it looks just like him. I thought that's who it was. I'm serious. I looked at it. Oh,
when did you start watching this show? Because you hadn't watched it last time we talked.
I see it on the plane.
Isn't it? I know. It's so good. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're watching it.
I haven't seen it other than on the plane. I don't even know when it's on or where it's on. What's it? It's on
Monday on Fox.
On Fox. Monday's on Fox. Okay. Got it. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com. And then there's a very easy way for you to find us, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. Lots and lots of comments are there, and we'll get to them as we pursue the issues of the day here on Good Day. It's 18 after the hour.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license. All 50 states and unless number 30.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial Brand Flax Wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Sounds like Beyonce to me, Jen Jen.
Sure does, Dougie.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, with the soundtrack from a Beyonce album. The reason we're listening to Beyonce is because former Governor Huckabee has accused President Obama and his wife of double standards in parenting, suggesting that the First Family shelters its daughters from some things but allows them to listen to Beyonce. I'm not sure that's going to do him a whole lot of good in the political reality of the world today if he's seeking the Republican presidential nomination. I think even though there are a lot of people who don't care much for President Obama, there are a lot of potential voters who kind of like Beyonce. So are you saying that Beyonce's music is what? Radical,
bad,
unacceptable,
message?
Bad. Is that what it is?
I don't know that it is. I mean, what would you do? Would you let your daughter listen to it?
I don't. Well, yeah, she's 40.
Well, I mean, when she wasn't 40, Dougie. You're like, yeah, it's fine now. I don't care what she does.
I don't. You can say, don't listen to it when I'm listening or when I'm around, but if you have a radio. And I can remember my mother telling me not to listen to Dick Summer and Bruce Bradley on WBZ. And she'd come up to my room and I'd have the radio on and she'd turn it off and go back downstairs and I'd turn it back on again. And
clear as day, I remember singing Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing when I was a little kid in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And having no idea.
Your parents, your father, what an outrage.
That was when I was from a broken home. My mom was the one to blame for that. But I had no idea what I was singing. I had no idea. And, then you realize, oh my gosh, I used to sing this out. Or Like a Virgin by Madonna. I think the idea is.
I listened to that. I remember that when she.
Yeah. Is that Beyonce, it's not necessarily her music. It's the fact that she parades herself as a feminist. But she's still half naked on stage, shaking it every other night, maybe.
Daddy, what's a virgin?
What's bootylicious?
Okay. Late night show time here. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers, as we do normally at this time every morning, review some of the smiles from last night.
New Republican Congress taking over. Excited about that? Okay, that was two of you. Tea Party favorite Senator Ted Cruz has been appointed to oversee NASA in Congress. Ted Ted Cruz is going to oversee NASA. Yeah. He said he wants NASA to focus on finding aliens so he can deport them. Yeah.
Back to Mars.
Republican Mike Huckabee criticized the Obamas for letting their daughters listen to Beyonce due to her explicit lyrics. Yeah. So now the Obama girls are faced with the tough choice every teen must eventually make. Listen to Beyonce or Mike Huckabee.
More trouble for Obama. Many Republicans are criticizing the president for staying at the White House instead of joining the other 40 world leaders at the anti-terror march in Paris on Sunday, which explains why French people are now referring to American cheese as freedom cheese. And after days after Mitt Romney announced that he is considering a 2016 presidential campaign, his former running mate Paul Ryan announced yesterday that he will not run. Ryan said he won't say who he'll support. He just wants the best man for the job. Best man for the job. What I said. Mitt Romney is reportedly putting his 2012 election team back together. And somehow, miraculously, none of them were busy with other stuff. They were all available. What was your last job? Oh, my last job? I helped a man finish second for president out of two.
I love Seth Meyers. Throwing it out.
Well, there's a certain ring of truth to all of that.
I know.
And the circumstances, it sounds like this. All right, 28 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Wednesday.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and David Korn. Coming right up, what do you think of the California referendum passing with 58% to stop prosecuting low-level drug offenders?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! Whoa! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and David Korn. 58% of Californians voted to de-incarcerate prisons so thousands of low-level drug offenders could be let out saving money. Good idea? Dangerous idea?
No, I do. I think it's something that Republicans would be wise to pick up on. I think if you look at what happened in California and you look at the work that Governor Rick Perry has done in Texas, mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to just lock people up and throw away the key. If you have prisoner reentry programs and you have the ability to educate folks, then A, they're not going to repeat the crime, and B, they're not going to cost the taxpayers. So I think this is a good move.
Consensus, David?
I agree with the gentleman from across the aisle. No, I think there is after many years, decades of marginal debate on this, we're finally seeing people look at our criminal justice system, particularly what it's done to young black men, but just overall, and realizing it doesn't work. It's expensive. We breed better criminals behind bars, and it's expensive.
And you two agree with Cory Booker, yeah. Rand Paul, and Newt Gingrich. So we're on the cusp of something there. I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and David Korn.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
All right, 33 after the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Ken Kessler is just doing dum diddle dum diddle dum diddle dum diddle dum dum. I was singing that to my grandson yesterday as I was putting him to sleep, holding his head and holding him back and forth, and I was swinging around. And my daughter
swinging him around by the head? Is that what you just said?
I was holding on to his head.
Oh.
I was swinging around in Megan's kitchen, and she looked at me and said, "Dad, you're not really singing the theme from Bonanza to him, are you?"
No, not at all. So you've got two ears? Come on. Of course I am.
Well, what she said after that was, "I don't know what bothers me more, you're singing a tune or that I know that it's a theme from Bonanza."
Both good points.
Well, remember, that was when Meredith and I were trying to figure out what we would be called, and we were in the Cleveland in a hotel room, and an episode of Bonanza came on the air, and I said to her, okay, because we were trying to figure out what we would be called, what we'd like to be called by the grandson. So I said, how about Ma and Pa, as it related to Bonanza? And she looked at me, and she said, I will not be called Ma, thank you. And she...
Yeah, like Ma Kettle.
Yeah, exactly.
It kind of sounds old-fashioned. I understand.
All right, so we're into the Charlie Hebdo zone. Seems that that's what everybody's talking about. So, Kenny, let me get an update from you. Our poll today focuses on that. Most of the conversation, or much of it, I'm not going to be overpowered by this, other than to say I think there are some lessons to be learned, and we need to hear in America learn some of the lessons as well. But what is that? I don't mean run-of-the-mill conversation. What sort of specific pertinent things are you getting by following the facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter feeds?
The only new comment that has come up recently is somebody is listening to us in France. Oh. Victor says, here in the south of France, it is impossible to get a single copy of the new Charlie Hebdo, but I am hopeful in the days and weeks to come, as soon as the Charlie Hebdo site is back up to speed, I will subscribe for at least a year and donate.
So have we gone to the website, the Charlie Hebdo website? I did not realize. I haven't been there to figure it out, but I expect that you two guys are running there right now. Charlie Hebdo, I'm guessing it would make good sense. If you go to charliehebdo.com, what shows up?
It's charliehebdo.fr.
France, right. For France. From France.
Love France.
Yes, love France. Okay, so what do you see when you go there? charliehebdo.fr. Is it just more?
Je suis. You see the first thing that
comes up. Je suis Charlie.
Yep.
You say that? Come on, Jennifer.
Je suis Charlie.
And that's another benefit of having Pierre here. Oh, Je suis Charlie. Okay, what else is
then
it?
Then you see, parce que la crayon
yeah.
sera tochil à Jésus
okay.
de la Barbary. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
They've been listening to KBC, apparently.
Something about crayon and Jillian Barbary.
Right, that's
what I think it's about.
Are there any comments about the Obama no-show? It didn't seem to be much. There wasn't much hubbub about it there and or here, really, even though they admitted they should have sent somebody with a higher profile.
Hello, oh, I thought he came under huge attack. Holy.
Really?
Boy. Yeah.
Well, it depends on which radio program I suppose you're listening to.
I was
to.
Listening to my own.
Yeah. Jennifer's doing a local afternoon radio program here in Los Angeles. So.
Boy, they didn't like it.
Yeah.
Really? What did they say?
They said that was just bad optics, that the president should have been there at least for the networking capability. I mean, when you have presidents and leaders 40 from 40 different places, you know, the fact that we couldn't even send, I mean, Secretary of State Kerry would have been a great choice. He was in India. You had Eric Holder
like
in
a Frenchie.
Yeah, and he could
big
speak,
nose,
he loves to speak
face.
French, you know.
Oh, of course he does.
And then you had Attorney Holder, Attorney General Holder.
Holder was
hanging
there,
out. Yeah, I mean,
but not really there.
Do something.
Pretty
I mean,
that's the way he lives his life. He's there, but he's not really there. That's yeah. just in France. It's pretty much the whole thing. Why? I thought he was leaving. Why is he still
know.
There, Holder?
It's like, go away, all right.
Hello.
Come on.
So Ted Cruz said Obama should have been on the streets of Paris himself.
Yep.
Agreed. Who else do we have? Senator Marco Rubio said that it was a mistake not to send someone.
And I should be president. He
yeah,
said
right, yeah. The two of them together, long shots at best. Happy to get the profile, or happy to get the attention from the news media, right?
So well, part of
go ahead.
I was going to say part of the what has taken the some of the focus off of this is this congressman from Texas, Randy Weber, who tweeted likening Obama to Hitler.
Ah, perfect.
He said even Hitler went to Paris.
Yep.
But Obama couldn't
He's
do
not
it.
Wrong.
Okay. Another progressive thinker. All right. I'm back to lessons. I'm trying to figure out. I said earlier, and I'm going to stay with this for a while, probably for a few days. The lesson from Paris, the lesson from France, is one that we learn well here. They are responsible because they gave over control. They ceded control to hundreds of locations in dozens of cities around France where these groups could fester and grow and create their hatred. And we've done the same thing in America. And if we don't learn, and depending on how you view leadership here, I don't think we've learned a lot of lessons in many, many years. But if we have this military police force that we seem to have in America, we better be using them in these areas and get rid of this cancer that appears in many large cities. Jennifer and I both made reference to what goes on here in Los Angeles, goes on in most of the big cities in our country, including the nation's capital, where there are places the police just don't go. Why? What are they for? Other than to harass people or give them tickets for speeding. I mean, what do you really have a police force for? What are they supposed to be doing? Why are they afraid? Why are they not given the support? Why have people say, well, you're always talking about the police, you put on a uniform. I'm saying that if you have that uniform on and you're in harm's way, it seems to me we go all the way and you clean out this cancer. And I keep using that because I think that's the appropriate term. There is no justification for leaving these areas of our country or any progressive modern country with these sorts of groups doing what they do, intimidating. I mean, never mind the jihadists, just the drug lords and what they do. Look at how they've taken over the entire country of Mexico, for God's sakes.
Yeah. I think it comes from the leadership, though. I mean, this is less about the cops on the beat and more about the leadership directing them into these areas. And then it also falls on us, because when that happens, then we can't say, oh, you're profiling those Muslims, or you're profiling the blacks, you're profiling the whites, or you're profiling the oranges. It's, you know, it just has to, our public opinion has to change a little bit, too.
Well, now let's turn it around a little bit. Let's get a little philosophical.
Pokey pokey. Mm-hmm.
We refer to these people as our enemies. Many people say they hate. Remember when George Bush used the term evildoers? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
The bad guys were evildoers. And I guess I'm thinking about this in terms of collectively our society and the people who are evildoers. But bring it down to your life. Bring it down to your family. Bring it down to your circumstances at work. Where in some circumstances you've heard, I'm sure, people talk about folks they have a relationship with as their enemy. And it happens on the football field. It happened, the other team is the enemy. Think about it as war. Yeah, that kind of stuff. The verbiage that we use and we teach our children. And then what happens? I remember as a kid, I was scared silly of Peter Olson. He was my enemy. He permeated my life on the bus every day.
Oh, okay. So he was someone you knew. Gotcha.
Yeah. He was in my class, and he was a bad kid. And he picked on me and made me miserable, even sick to a point. I wanted to be away from him. And so at that point in my life, I didn't understand what hatred was. I don't think I have. I've said this many times as an adult, that I don't believe in the word and I don't believe in the philosophy of hate, because it eats away at whoever it is that believes that we should hate. I mean, there are people who say, I hate John Boehner. Apparently somebody does enough to take a shot at him,
yeah,
by the way.
His bartender? Like, yeah. Who has their own? That's just proving you have a problem if you got your own.
But what we've done, and I go back to thinking about the jihadists or the people that are taking control of these neighborhoods, they have taken power over us. Why would you give them power over you? Why would you allow your so-called enemies or people you don't like to have power over you? I know that it's easier said than done to ignore them, but think about what it does to you. I remember a guy calling me here many years ago and ripping me a new one. He was so angry at me about something, I don't even remember what I was angry with. And I said, he got angrier and angrier and angrier at me, and you could just hear, you could sense the smoke coming out of his ears. And I said to, at the end of the conversation, are you finished, sir? No, I'm not. Rah, 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 rah. It keeps going.
And furthermore.
Right. And this went on for 4 or 5 minutes. I wish I had a tape of that conversation.
You're the only person I know that likes listening to somebody yell at you.
Well, but he was, the producer at the time labeled him Jerry the Jerk Caller.
Oh.
I remember this. Now, this has to be 20 or... This is when I was doing the program out of Tampa. So that would have been 91. So that was 23 years ago. And I still remember this guy and the call. And I thought to myself, my God. And I said to him after the conversation was all over, or he was done ranting and raving, how do you feel? He says, I feel terrible. I think I feel sick. I'm going to be... And he went on and on to tell me how physically upset he was. And I said, you know what? I'm not affected by this at all. You're angry at me, but you're the one who's going to suffer because you're so angry, it makes you sick. Being angry makes you sick. And then you're the one who suffers, not the person you're angry at. It's got to be a different way.
It's true. It's punishment for yourself.
Yes. To deal with people that you don't like. Why would you punish yourself? And that's
But I like a whoopee
cushion.
Oven
time. You like what, sweet?
A whoopee.
What do you? You like what?
I just took a drink of water. A whoopee cushion.
Perfect.
That's good for all my enemies.
When enemies are so close to you that you can't avoid them, it's time for you to put distance between you and them somehow or other. You got to take away their power. You got to refuse to react to what they're saying or doing. Hard to do, but if you do it, you give them fuel and they just keep going like Jerry the Jerk Caller did. And what I find is that if you apply it, it will work. Take a moment. Oh, man, this is hard to do. To have compassion for people you don't like. Do I have compassion for those jihadists? No. I'm not practicing what I'm preaching. I'm just telling you that in the end, they're not worried about what you think. And so is there a better way for you to apply the anger that you have aimed at them or whomever it is that you don't like? I got an email from somebody the other day who was upset with me, and they said they weren't going to listen. You had to shut the radio off because, and I'm trying to remember even why she was angry at me. Ken, do you remember? I said something. I talked about it on the countdown, but I don't remember what it was that even she said. I just know that she was upset with me because of something I said. And I didn't even do that kind of a program.
I know.
It was something to do with the police. I know that. It's something I said about the police. So I just am sharing this with you because I think that it's important for you to keep the power in your hands for you and not to give over to other forces that are happy to distress and distract your life. But the other side of it is we got to do something about constructively about what's going on in our cities in this country and other places around the world, like what caused the problem. If the French had been on top of the situation, there would have been no problem. 12 before the hour, good day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender license for office date on last number 3030.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license. All 50 states and the law number 3030.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about you can't beat a dead horse. That's right, you can't beat a dead horse. Now, we all use that as part of an argument. When all of a sudden somebody is saying something, there's nothing we can do with that statement, it's redundant, and that's what we use as an excuse to get out of the conversation. But here's the part of me that I simply don't understand something. Why do we want to beat the horse to begin with? Even if the horse is alive and it is in a race, we shouldn't be beating it. All we need to do is to give it a reason to go faster, better than any other horse that's on the track. And by the way, that is the same thing with us. We should not beat ourselves up, either mentally or physically. What we should do is give ourselves a reason to go faster, to go farther, to achieve more. And that reason is because we want to. We're in a race, and we enjoy it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, 30, what's going on at 53 at the hour now? Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I are here with TikTok Time, starting with Shelley Palmer. Lots of things going on in the world of technology, more and more every day as our lives are metered in no small part by the devices that are all around us and that we are exposed to, if you will. Shelley Palmer will talk about the top tablets that are around in the market today and what they will cost you if you decide to buy one. So that report coming up as we get started with all kinds of important information, technologically speaking, right after this here on Good Day.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future missus. Hashtag getting itched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're looking for a 7-inch tablet, two devices stand out from the rest of the pack. Apple's iPad Mini 3 and Amazon's Kindle Fire HDX 7. Which is worth the money? If you want to spend the money on an iPad, nothing else will do. If you're interested in the Apple ecosystem, no other device is going to make you happy. The Mini 3 is the best small form factor tablet Apple has ever made, but it's expensive. It starts at $399. If you're looking to save some money, the Kindle Fire HDX 7 starts at $179 and has a ton of great features. If you're an Amazon Prime customer or a fanatic for Kindle Books, Amazon Instant Video, and Amazon MP3, the Fire will be a multimedia wonderland for you. So what's the bottom line? If you love Apple or you want to play the best mobile games available, go with the iPad Mini. If you're a media hound, the Kindle Fire is a great way to go, and you'll save a bunch of money. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stephens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at a store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy New Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
All right, other technology news. Apple and Google, the stocks that you have to own, aren't looking so good now that reality has settled in. Shares of Google this week closed down $3.66 to $497.06. That means shares of this company down 6% as 2015 gets started. Let's see here. It's the symbol is Goog.
Goog.
Goog. G-O-O-G. Goog. And then the Apple investors are seeing the same sort of thing. They get hit on Monday as well. Shares of Apple fell $2.76, or about 2.5% to $109.25. Off this year, they've fallen 9% from their highest point in 52 weeks. So does that mean it's the end of the line? Of course not. Like people say, oh, IBM, I wouldn't buy that stock anymore. It's one of the top 30. And I think both of those companies are here for a long, long time. Interesting to review, Kenny, some of the smart home tech situation. That $1.9 billion in sales recorded in the home technologies market last year. The Consumer Electronics Show learned from that. There were a lot of things that were there from companies like Honeywell that produce things that you use, technology and other things that you use in your home. There was a lot of new products. Consumer uptake has been slow because I think a lot of people don't understand. I mean, I can't even understand how to use the thermostats in some of these new. Do you? Who has these new thermostats in their home, and do you understand how to use them? Which button to push and what does what? I don't know. Why can't we just have the simple round dial?
On, off.
Yeah, hello. And this is the temperature I want in the room. Hello. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.